We pick up at the bottom of 29b, Chavtet Amud Bet. Itmar Chaliot be Atata Tave. So what happens is where we are talking about saying Shkalim, the extra portion of Shkalim that we say, and it falls on the Shabbat on which you read Tetzaveh. It says, what do you do? Amarav Yitzhak, so because it really goes titzaveh, and then obviously the next parasha is kitisa. So the one, if you carried on reading, it actually could be construed actually as the continuation of the parasha. So Amarav Yitzhak Nafka, Rabbi Yitzhak Nafka says, Karu shita ba'ta titzaveh, you read six aliyot from Tetzaveh ad kitisa, and up until the end of kitisa, v'chad mi kitisa ad vasita, and then one the six verses of the kitisa, basically chapter 30 of Shmot, verses 1 to 16. So that's those six verses are kitisa, and then up to vasita would be verse 17. So you don't include that, and you just leave that off. So you read six, read from tetzaveh, and then you begin kitisa with those first six verses. That is Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka's view. Amar Abba comments on this. He says, listen, Amri, people will say, Okmihu, Daka Mokmi Hatam. No, really what's going to happen is that people are going to make a mistake, and they'll say, listen, all you really do is just a normal reading for the week, and Tetzaveh just went a little bit longer than I remembered it. And they're not going to differentiate that and work out that the last reading specifically was for Shkalim. They will just think that you are continuing, and therefore they won't understand that it was a special reading. El Amabai. So Bai says, what do? Karushita be'atatzaveh advasita. So basically you read, this first six readers read all the way until the end of Parshat Shkalim, up until the end of that Kitisa, those verse 11 to 16 of chapter 30. So until Kitisa, and then Vasita Vadasita v'chatani, and then the seventh reader, Karu mi Kitisa advasita. And then you repeat those last six verses. So you read until the end, and then you go and repeat it. So you say it twice, and then because you say it twice, it will become to people's notice that you are saying a special parsha, people will understand by, because you repeat it, that is a special, you're doing it for the sake of Parshat Shkalim. Meitvei, we challenge this from a brata chaliot for parsha hasmuchala. It says if the Shabbat on which Shkalim is going to be read occurs on Shabbat, where you would read the portion for it, bein milifaneh, bein lacharah, whether it's just before or whether it's after, and I probably kitisa, kore nata v'kofle nata, you read it and then you double it. That is what you say. Bishlam al Abaya. So this seems to work very well with Abaya. Nicha, this works well because that's exactly what he said you do. You read it all the way and then you reread it. So it seems that you double it up. That's exactly what he's saying. Ela Rabbi Yitzchak. So, but according to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, Kasha, how does Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka fit this in? Because there's no doubling up over there. Amalach Rav Yitzchak Nafka, Rabbi Minicha. He says it's so clear that you've resolved this brata according to Abaya. It's still not that clear according to Abaya. It makes sense. Tainach Lefanea. You can say that this works well where you have Tetzaveh before as the parasha before Kitisa. That works well over there. Lacharea Heikimishkachadla. But then if it falls after, after Truma, you have Truma and then Tetzaveh, and then you would have Kitisa, and then you have Vayakal. So what we're saying is if it falls after Vayakal, how's this going to work for you? Exactly what exactly do you double up over there? So therefore, that never happens. It never falls so late. And therefore, therefore, what are you forced into saying? What does it mean? Kofla b'Shabbatot. You have to double up on Shabbatot. In other words, you are talking here that you must read Kitisa 1 week, and then the next week, the following week is Parshat Shkalim, and then you would come and reread it again. So therefore, it must mean the Shabbat, and you read it afterwards. Okay, you read that same portion on two success of Shabbatot. All right, and the same thing, you know, so therefore Kofla b'Shabbatot Hachinami, the same thing, Kofla b'Shabbatot. If Shkalim is read before, if Tetzaveh is read before, you would finish off the same way as Rav Yitzchak Nafka might have it, and then the next week you read Ki Tisa again, you read it on two successive Shabbatot. No problem. All right, so the Gemara continues, Chaliot v'Ki Tisa b'Atma. What happens if the Shabbat on which Shkalim is to be read is the actual Parsha Ki Tisa? I don't think it can actually happen according to our calendar, but anyway, assuming that that it would happen for some reason, someone would have read the parashiot in a slightly different manner, and therefore Ki Tisa would fall on Shkalim. It says Amar Rav Yitzchak Nafka, so Rav Yitzchak Nafka says Karishita min Avasita ad v'yakel. So you read from Asita, that was verse 17. So he says, an interesting opinion, he says you read from Ve'asita until the end of the parasha, and i.e. until Vayakel, excluding obviously Vayakel. So you read from verse 7 in the parasha, the 17th, we'd said we start off Ki Tisa was verses 11 to 16 of chapter 30, and here we really are talking about verse 17 of chapter 30 onwards until the end of the parasha. And then V'chad Kare and then you almost go back, but you do go back and read the first six verses of the parasha. So you read everything after the first six verses first, and then you go back and read the first six verses as the last aliyah. That's Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka. Matkev La'abai, Abai challenges this, and he says, no, Hashd Amri, people are going to say, L'mafrayu dekari. No, people are just saying, you messed up the reading of the aliyot. He says, you basically read it out of order. That's not nice. And therefore, people just say, you messed it up. So therefore, you had to go back and read it. But it's not, because it's Shkalim. Therefore, Ela Amar Abai, so Abai gives another solution. So really, you start off the parasha of Ki Tisa, you read the same as if it was a normal parasha. You go and you read up until Vayakel, so you say the whole parasha, etc. And then you go back and double it up and read the six verses of Ki Tisa until Ve'asita, that verse 17. So you read those 11 to 16 and you leave out 17. Okay, and Tanya Gavata Abaya, and we also back this up in a brighter like Abaya, Chaliot B'Ki Tisa Atma. If it falls, the parasha of Shkalim falls on Ki Tisa itself, you read it and then you repeat it. Okay, that's exactly what Abaya had suggested. All right, moving on, quoting the Mishnah, Achaliot betoch haShabbat, makdimin laShabbat sheavra. It says if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls in the middle of that week, okay, then what you do is you read Shkalim the previous week. So in other words, before Rosh Chodesh Adar. Up until now, we've said when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbat itself, then that's when you read Shkalim on that Shabbat. So if it falls during the week, then you advance the reading of Shkalim to those few days, however much it is, before the Rosh Chodesh. Okay, so you read it at the end of Shvat. Okay, so Itmar, we said about that. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shchaliot Erev Shabbat. What happens if Rosh Chodesh falls right on the Friday, on Erev Shabbat itself? Rav Amar, Rav says, Makdimin, you move it before, the same way as if it falls during the middle of the week. Shmuel Amar, no, Ma'akrin. Shmuel says, if Rosh Chodesh itself is on the Friday, then you actually read it on the Shabbat, the following Shabbat, i.e. the next day. You read it the next day, and you read it on that Shabbat after Rosh Chodesh. So, Rav Amar, Rav says, why do you do that? Makdimim, you go the week before. De'im kain, batrilu yoma shulchanot. You are going to, if you read it before, if you read it before, so then you've got enough time for, you know, that 2-week period. Remember, that was what we discussed yesterday. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, we'd said that you have to put the 2 weeks, you have to read the Parshat Shkalim 2 weeks before the money changers go and set up their tables in the provinces, which was on the 15th of the month. So if you read it on the day afterwards, I on the 2nd of Avad, because the first of Adar is obviously on a Friday, second Adar is on a Shabbat, so then that you are going to read Shkalim, and you're only going to have 13 days between that and the 15th, okay, and that's that would be less than the 14 days which you need, okay. And Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says no, Achrin, you can push it off until the second of Adar. Amalach, Shmuel says as follows, sof Chamisha Male Shabbata Mikla. He says, anyway, what's going to happen if the first is on a Friday? The 15th is also going to be on Erev Shabbat. It's going to fall on the Erev Shabbat. The 15th, v'shulchanot alo nafki ad chad b'shaba. That's only going to, only really going to put their tables out on that Sunday, and already that is the 17th. And as a result, you are going to actually have from the 2nd till the 16th, the following 2 weeks after that Shabbat, you could do that, and then it is still going to be more than 2 weeks. Hilchach Machrin, he says that's why you push it off. All right, so now let's have a look at who's right. It's none. We learned in our Mishnah, Chaliot Betoch Shabbat, Makdimin de Shavar. It says if Rosh Chodesh falls during the week, our Mishnah said, you move it to the previous week. Mafsikin la Shabbat Acheret. And the Mishnah said, and then there's going to be a mafsik, there's going to be a break between that and Parashat Zachor. Because you're going to have one before Adar, then you're going to have a week's break, and then sometime before, the week before Purim, you are going to read Zachor. Okay, so you'll have a break. So that's what the Mishnah says. So my love, surely this means, Afilu Erev Shabbat, even if Rosh Chodesh fell on Erev Shabbat, and therefore you push it back. And the Gemara says, no, Batoch HaShabbat Dafka. No, maybe you could construe it to mean, according to the way Shmuel says, it could be where it occurs during the middle of the week, but not if it falls on a Friday. So that's not a proof. Try again. Tashma, Ezu Shabbat Rishona, which is the first Shabbat which you read it. Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar Liot Batocha. Any week in which Rosh Chodesh falls within it. It says Afilu Erev Shabbat. Afilu Erev Shabbat. There we go. Even Erev Shabbat. So Gemara says, my love, Afilu be Erev Shabbat. Dumia Tzotcha. Even if it falls on Erev Shabbat, it's like when it falls during the middle of the week. And the same way, Matocha. The same way as when it falls sometime during the week, Maktimin. You put it that Ushkalim is the week before. Af Erev Shabbat, Maktimin. So too, if it fell on Erev Shabbat, Rosh Chodesh was on a Friday, Maktimin. You would push Shkalim to the Shabbat before that. 6 days before that. Amma Shmuel, Shmuel would respond, Ba, V'chein Tana, Rabbi Shmuel, Ba. He says, really, instead of saying, he quotes a brata, which we're going to see more fully in a bit, but he says you should change the brata, instead of saying where and during which new moon is, we mean on which new moon itself falls. Okay, Ba. And the same thing, and Devei Rav Shmuel in his academy taught, Ba, if it falls on it itself, then you say, Shkalim on it itself, but if not, then you can the other way. Okay, and the Gemara actually ends up saying Katanai. This is like a machloket tanaim, as follows. Masargin le Shabbatot. It says, in terms of the Shabbatot, they interrupt the flow of the Shabbatot. Okay, and that's it. So, and really, there's often on a practical level, there is often a Shabbat in which during Adar, in which there is no Parsha being read. So that's what it means, and we say, we'll see in a second, we'll quote the Rashi where he comes and he brings a little siman for us to remember what goes on. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda Hanasiya. So Rabbi Yehuda Hanasiya says there is often an interruption in the Shabbatot. Okay, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda Hanasiya says. Rabbi Shimon ben Laza Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Laza says, no, ein masargin, no, there is no interruption. Okay, all has to happen. The four parashiot get read as much as possible, one after another. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Laza, Rabbi Shimon ben Laza says, Eimata ani omer, ein masargin, when Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, when do I say that it doesn't interrupt the flow of Shabbat? Bizman shechaliot be'erev Shabbat. When Rosh Chodesh falls on Erev Shabbat, because then Shkalim is read the next day, and that makes sense because what happens is you read on the 2nd of Adar, you read on the 9th of Adar, then you read on the 16th of Adar, and then you read HaChodesh, on the 23rd of Adar. Okay, so that you would have 1 week after the other, and that makes sense. Okay, that's what he says. Shechaliyot shubra erev Shabbat. So that makes sense according to this view, following what Shmuel would say. Aval bizman shechaliyot betoch haShabbat. If it falls sometime in the middle of the week, makdim v'koreh b'Shabbat shavra afal pi shehu Shabbat. And you read this. Shkalim, you read it on Erev Shabbat, you read it on the Shabbat before, even though that is still in the month of Shvat. Okay, and it would seem, therefore, that Shmuel holds exactly what Rabbi Shimon ben Laza says, and Rav says, no, you hold like Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Okay. All right. So that is that. We see that is actually a break in between. All right, according to the thing, but if it falls on Erev Shabbat, there is an opinion that there isn't a break. So we see it is like a machloket tanaim. All right, so we quote the Mishnah, Bishnia Zachor. In the second one, we read Zachor. And unlike Shkalim, where there was a dispute about what you read, with Zachor, it's quite clear what you read. You read the last few verses in Parashat Ki Tetzeh, Zachor Eit Asher Asah Lecha Amalek, B'derech Betetzchem Mitzrayim, until Lord Tishkach, those verses 17 to 19 of chapter 25. Okay, so that's quite clear what you read. The question is when you read it. So Itmar, we said about that. Purim Shechaliot Be'erev Shabbat. What happens if Purim falls on the 14th of Adar? Obviously Purim falls on the 14th of Adar, but what happens if the 14th of Adar is Erev Shabbat, falls on a Friday? Rav Amar Makdimim. Rav says it's important to have it always beforehand, as we'll see. Therefore, you push it off and you would say it the week before on the 8th of Adar, the Shabbat, the 8th of Adar. Parshat Zachor, Makdimim Parshat Zachor, you push it back. You would say it afterwards, i.e. on the 15th of Adar. You would push it forward to that Shabbat after Purim. So Rav Amar, Rav's quite clear. It says, Makdimim, I say you push it back to the 8th of Adar. Tikdum asiya lezekira. What you should do, and don't observe Purim, and then only remember what Amalek did to you afterwards. He says the important thing is to remember first, and then to observe Purim. That is to be Shmuel Amar. Listen, Ma'achrin, you push it off afterwards. Amalach, so Kevand Ika Mukafin Davdi Bechameshasar Asiya Vezekira Bechada Hadaday Ka'achan. But how does he deal with the problem? Is that the Zekira has to come before the Asiya, the remembering has to come before doing. He says no. His view is there are walled cities. For walled cities, Shushan, Jerusalem, etc. All of those walled cities, their day really is the 15th, even though they're the vast minority of the Jewish people, still, you can still call it Purim. That day on the 15th, Shushan Purim is still defined as Purim, and therefore the Asiya, the doing, and the Zechira come at the same time. So you can justify it in that respect. Okay, so that is Shmuel's opinion. However, the Gemara says, listen, our Mishnah, what does our Mishnah say? Tnan, b'shnia, Zachor, the second week is Zachor. It says, surely that means, v'hai, ki mikle rosh yarcha b'shabbat, mikla purim b'erev Shabbat. Why don't we say this could easily happen when Rosh Chodesh Arar falls on Shabbat? Purim would therefore, the first is the Shabbat, and Purim would be, therefore, on the 14th, would be on the Friday. and Purim Be'erev Shabbat, Avakatani, and still it says B'shnia Zachor, on the second Shabbat you read Zachor. Amar Rav Papa answers, he says no, Ma'a Shnia, Shnia Lahafsaka. What does it mean, the second? It means the second in which there is a special portion, which means that only after the previous week gets interrupted, and that's it. So you would read Shkalim, and then you'd have a break, and then you'd have the second, means the second after a break, the second Shabbat after a break of one Shabbat. Okay, so there's no conclusive proof over there. So we try again, Tashma, Ezer Shabbat Shnia, which is the second Shabbat, called Shekal Purim Liot Petocha, the Shabbat, whichever way Purim occurs, it says Afilu be'erev Shabbat, even if Purim would be on Erev Shabbat. And surely what this means, Ma lav be'erev Shabbat dumi l'tocha, surely Erev Shabbat, if it falls on the 14th, is the same as if it falls sometime during the week. Ma tocha maktimim, the same way as if it falls sometime during the week, we would advance the reading of Zachor to the previous Shabbat, af Erev Shabbat maktimim. So too, when it falls on Friday, we would advance the reading to the Shabbat before. So Amashmo, again, we had that same discussion. Ba, v'kol Tana Devar Shmuel. Ba, really, the brata should be changed. It means on the week during when Purim occurs on the Shabbat, if Purim would happen on the Shabbat, and so too on we teach you amend it and say ba as well. All right. So now we discuss that Chaliot Shabbat Atzma. What happens if Purim falls on Shabbat? Amar Rav Huna L'divra Kol and Maktimim. According to this, everyone agrees that you don't advance it Zachor to the previous Shabbat. It is actually read on the Shabbat itself. Rav Nachman Amar, Adani Machloket. No, it's still a Machloket as well. Because Rav says in all cases you have to read about the destruction, the remembrance, and the destruction of Amalek. Zachor must always come before Purim itself. Even though Purim these days, according to our calendar, could never fall on Shabbat itself. Shushan Purim can, but not Purim itself. Itmar, now. We also back this up in a brata. Amar Rav Kia Ba'aba, Amar Revi Abba, Rav Kia Ba'aba in the name of Revi Abba, Amar Rav in the name of Rav said Purim Shkaliot Shabbat, if Purim falls on Shabbat, Maktimim V'Korei B'Shabbat Shavra Zachor, you advance the reading of Zachor to the previous Shabbat. So exactly what Rav had said. All right, that was precisely the tradition according to Rav. All right, B'shlishit, then on the third Shabbat, it says Paradima. You read the Paradima. Tana Rabbanan, Ezu Shabbat Shlishit, which is the third Shabbat. Kol Asmucha L'Purim Macharea. So it's the third, whichever comes straight after Purim, but as long as it's straight after Purim. Itmar, Rav Chama, Berebi Chanina Amar, Shabbat Asmucha L'Rabbanan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan. No, it's the Shabbat next to the Rosh Chodesh of Nisan. So really preceding Rosh Chodesh Nisan. V'lo pligi. Either, you know, whether you say it's before Purim or you say it's after, it's before the reading of HaChodesh, before Rosh Chodesh. It says v'lo pligi. They're not arguing over here. Ha'al ikla Rosh Chodesh Nisan b'Shabbat. It really is where Rosh Chodesh Nisan would be on Shabbat itself. Rosh Chodesh would be read over there, and it would be read beforehand, okay, and Parah would be read before, and it says hi deikla v'emtza Shabbat, and what happens is the other for brata where Rosh Chodesh Nisan is during the middle of the week, and Shabbat HaChodesh would be read just before that. Okay, HaChodesh would be read before that, and Parah would be preceding that as well. All right, so really you can justify it. It's read Shabbat before Rosh Chodesh, and also Parah on the Shabbat after the Shabbat of Purim as well. So that's how you could justify that. All right, Merevit, on the fourth Shabbat, it says, Achodesh Hazeh Lachem. You read Achodesh Hazeh Lachem, as we said, verses 1 to 20 of chapter 12 in Parashat Bo. Tana Rabbanan, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Shechaliot B'Shabbat. And this is that brata that we had quoted from before, Rosh Chodesh Adar, that fell on Shabbat. Korin Kitisa, you read the parsha of Kitisa Maftirin Biodai. You read with your Odai about the priest, exactly as we saw yesterday. Vaezi Shabbat Rishona, which is the first Shabbat. It says Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar Liot Betocha Filu Berev Shabbat. It means whichever the Rosh Chodesh falls inside of it, even if it would fall Erev Shabbat. That we're taking Rav's view over here. All right, B'shnia Zachor, on the second Shabbat, you read Zachor, Maftirin, and the Maftir Pakadati. I remember what Amalek did, that is the story of Shaul HaMelech, and how he tried to wipe out Amalek, but then eventually he didn't, and he paid the price, that Agag got killed by Shmuel as opposed to Shaul, and Shaul got terrible dressing down. Okay. Avezu Shabbat Shnia, what is the second Shabbat? Kol Shekal Purim Liot Betocha Afilu Erev Shabbat. And the Shabbat, whichever week Purim happens, and that's the case, even if it happens on Friday. As we said, this goes like Rav, as opposed to the other opinion of Shmuel. Veshlishit Paradima, the third parasha, you read Paradima, and it says, Maftirin Zarakti Aleichem, talk I will sprinkle clean water on your pass from Yecheskel. Okay, Avezu Shabbat Shlishit, what is the third Shabbat? Kol Shesmuk Purim, it's next to Purim, but it's after Purim, directly after Purim. Revit Hachodesh Hazeh, on the fourth Shabbat, you read Hachodesh Hazeh, Maftirin Koa Mar Hashem. So says Hashem, Elokim Rishon Bechad Lakodesh, on the first month, on the first day of the month, it's a Haftarah from Yecheskel. All right, Va'ezu Shabbat Revi'it, what is the fourth Shabbat? It says, Kol Shu Rosh Chodesh Nisan Liot Betucha Afilu Erev Shabbat, whichever week Rosh Chodesh Nisan is, and that's the case, even if it happens on a Friday. And that's it. All right, so we have that brata, which kind of recaps what we had seen before. Rashi, at this point, comes and he actually says, when there is a fixed calendar, we know exactly when everything is going to happen and what actually gets left out. And actually what we say is we have Zavdu. We say Zavdu. What does that mean? It means Rosh Chodesh Adar can only fall on the Zion, day 7 and or day 2. It can fall on Shabbat. It can fall on Monday, which is Bet. It can fall on Dalet, which is a Wednesday, and it can fall on Vav. It can fall on a Friday as well. So therefore, those are the 4 days in which Rosh Chodesh Adar can fall. Okay, and then Rashi brings, he says, once you know Zavdu, so then you can... with the Zion, it says Zatu, okay, Zatu, Zion, and Tetvav, right? So if Rosh Chodesh falls out on the Shabbat, which is the Zion, the week that gets missed, a parsha, then the 15th of the month has got no special reading. Okay, you would have Shkalim first, and then you would have Zachor on the second, on the 15th, which is that third Shabbat, you have no reading. And then afterwards, on the 22nd and the 29th, you would have Parah Duma, you would have Parah and Chodesh. Okay, that's Zatu. And then Rashi brings Bo, if Rosh Chodesh, it falls on the Monday, which is the Bet, then you would have a day off. The Shabbat off would be that following Shabbat. So you'd have the sixth off. So that the Shabbat of the sixth would be the off Shabbat, because you've got time on the 13th to read Zachor, and you would read Shkalim beforehand. Then the Dalet, the siman there is Dad. Dalet and Dalet. If Rosh Chodesh falls on a Wednesday, which is the fourth day of the week, then the Shabbat that falls on the fourth of the month, that's got no special reading. And then the last one, Uviyo, which is talking about if Rosh Chodesh fell on the Friday, then there's a bet on the Shabbos, the second, there's no special reading, and also on Yud Vav, then the 16th as well, there's no reading on two of those Shabbatot, the second as well as the 16th. All right, so that really is Rashi's thing. So if you remember Zavdu, okay, and then you remember Zatu, Bo, Dad, as well as Uviyo, you can always remember you've got a mnemonic which teaches you the free Shabbatot. Okay, that's that. All right, so now going back to where we were, V'chamishi, Chuzrim L'Kesidran. On the fifth Shabbat, you start the weekly order again. L'Sad Emai, we had discussed this yesterday. Exactly what are we talking about here? What do you resume? Rabbi Ami Amar, L'Sad Parshiot, Hu Chuzer. So Rabbi Ami says the normal reading of the weekly parsha. Okay, and Rabbi Ami's view, as we had discussed yesterday as well, maybe we hadn't attributed to him, but we said the view is that for these parashiot, you actually just read this parasha, and you might have to read it numerous times to fill in all the aliyot, etc. But you just read the parasha, and you skip. You don't read the normal parasha of the week. You just read these special Shabbatot. Rabbi Yirmiyah takes the opposite view, which is what we do. L'seder haftarot hu chozer. You go back to the normal order of the haftarot. You still read the weekly parasha, but it's just the haftarah that is different. The maftir and the haftarah are different as well. All right, and that is the normal haftarah carries on after in the fifth week. Amar Rabbi. Abba says, "Kavate de Rav Ami, Mistabra." He says we should actually follow Rabbi Ami, and he says, "Didnan," as we learned in the Mishnah, "Lachol Mafsikin." For all days we read it, and there's the last part of the Mishnah. It says, "L'Roshay Chodashim, L'Chanuka, L'Purim, L'Taniot, and L'Mamadot, L'Yom Kippurim." He says the normal weekly, the normal readings that you read on these special days take precedence over anything else that is read on those days. So how so? You can understand that you go back to the normal weekly reading because it means because mean that it says there's you read the weekly parsha on a weekday. Okay, and if one of those days, these special days, happen on a Monday or Thursday, the weekly parsha gets replaced by, for example, Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah, etc. It says Ela Lamanda Amar Seder Haftarot Hu Chozer. If you're just going back and you say you only have to replace the haftarahs, it says that you go back to the normal haftarahs. Haftarah b'chol mi'ika. If it falls during the week, where are you going to have haftarah? We never have haftarah during the week, except on Yom Tov and on. The exception is Tisha B'Av as well. So therefore, that seems to make sense of Rav Ami. Avedach, however, the other opinion, Rabbi Yirmiyah, would say, no, ha-kereta va-ha-kereta. No, this case is talking, this case is one thing, and the other case is another thing. So when we're talking about this haftarah, it means, doesn't mean that all those days there will be haftarah. It means that on a day that there is haftarah, i.e. on the Shabbat itself, then you would go back to normal haftarah. But obviously, during the week, where there is no haftarah, this is not applicable. The Gemara says, "V'tani od lameli hafsaka." But on a fast day, why do you need to interrupt any normal Torah readings? It says, "Likri mitzafra be'enyana diyoma." Really, what we should do, the normal in the morning, we should read the normal seder of the parashiot. Okay, you should read the weekday parashiot. Okay, the weekday parasha, the parasha of the week, no problem. The same as you do every Monday and Thursday. V'mincha, at mincha time, v'tanita. Then you could read the special tanit, which we know as vayachal, etc. But the Gemara is going to discuss another different, what you read on taniot, slightly differently. Anyway, that's the next Mishnah. Masai lei, Rav Huna, and this supports Rav Huna. Rav Huna, he says, mitzafra, kinufya. It says in the morning you gather everyone together in the synagogue. We have this in Tainet, and they examine what's going on with all the people in the town, etc. And they have discussions with people they feel need to have discussions with, etc. They're doing the wrong thing. And therefore, there's no reading the Torah in the mornings. So therefore, how do we actually do it? What is the Seder of the Yom? On a Tanit Amrabai, Mitzrafa Lepalga de Yom, from the morning time until half of the day, midday, Ma'anin b'milei demata. You go and examine the deeds of the town. Okay, and you look, what's going on? Are people being treated fairly? Overcharging? Any, things like that? It says Mipalga Yoma Lapanya, and then from the middle of the day and until the end of the day, Revia Yoma Kari Maftir, for the next quarter, you read the Torah as well as the Haftarah. Okay, and Revia Dioma Bai Rachma, and then in the last quarter of the day, you daven Shinamar, and we read this pasuk. In Nehemiah, so it says, "V'yikra b'sefer Torah, Tashem Elokeichem." We read in the Sefer Torah of Hashem, our God, "Revi'at Hayom," for a quarter of the day. "Revi'at Hayom," mitavin u'mishtachavin. We did confession. We did vidui and we bowed down. Okay, so that we say that is the two quarters. Epoch Anna. So why do you have that situation? Maybe what you should say is the first half of the day should be reading the Torah and davening. And then the second one would be checking out what's going on in the town. No, that shouldn't enter your mind. And we quote another pasuk from Ezra, which is talking about the same kind of thing. Vala yasfu kol harayd divrei Elokei Israel. He says, and here everyone who shook and trembled at the word of Hashem, they gathered to me. Okay, Israel that trembled at the word of the God of Israel, Almal Hagola, because of the sin of the Gola, of the exiles, Vani Yoshev. And I stood and I was like appalled, I was like shocked ad mincha te'erev, until the time of mincha, okay, which is the afternoon of v'kitiv mincha te'erev kamti mit aniti, and then at the time of the offering, just after midday I got up from my fast and I tore my clothes, etc., and I fell on my knees and I spread out my hands towards Hashem. In other words, the first of public fast, you have to hear what's going on, inspect what the new community's behavior, and the rest of it should be spent in davening, etc., and laning. All right, we will leave it there as we pick up. We'll pick up tomorrow with a fresh Mishnah about all the different parashiot that we read throughout the year. In the meantime, everyone should have a great day.